Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Tonight, I'm going to talk about, now we all face this, unless you just got born again. We all face giants. I'm going to talk about defeating the giants in your life. We all face them. I mean, small ones, big ones. But God's got us covered. He's got a covering for us. He has a protection for us. So we don't have to run and hide from the enemy. We can face the problem head on. Now this is what I'm going to get across tonight. As we operate under the covenant. Let me say that again. As we operate under the covenant, we can defeat anything that comes up against us just for the fact that God's got us covered. And we can take on the enemy. Listen, we don't have to look for him. He comes, he'll show his ugly face. And he'll try to intimidate you, try to tell you it's not coming to pass. He'll try to tell you it's not working. You must be doing something wrong. All these things is his tactics just to get you unhinged, to get you out from underneath that covering and try to do something on your own. But as we stay under his protection, under his covenants, very important, we can defeat the enemy no matter what he throws at us. Amen. Now turn with me to 1 Samuel. You know where I'm going. It's the classic story we all heard from our youth, or actually from 5-year-old, kindergarten age. You know, we hear about it. I have to admit, you know, NCAA tournament is really a fun time for me. I really enjoy it. Why is it? Because there's always a David. Always a David in the crowd that will come up and smite the big giant. That's what we're looking for here. So, It's a fun time of year, but actually, we're going to look at this from another point of view, and I want to really focus on the covenant point of view. The very first thing you have to realize, your problem is spiritual. Whatever the enemy is throwing at you, the very first, you want to keep it spiritual. If you start looking at the wrong thing, I'm talking about in the physical part of it. That's exactly what he wants you to do. He wants to keep you in the arena of the five senses. Amen. What you see, what you touch, what you feel. He wants you to, in other words, he wants you out of the spiritual into the physical so that he can defeat you. If you stay in the spiritual and not get in the physical, you got him whipped. Right. All right. Yep. All right, we got that. All right. All right. Now, let's see here. I want to go to verse 4. So it begins here, 1 Samuel 17, verse 4. We have Goliath coming on the scene. He is a giant. He is a champion. Undefeated. He's got all the belts. He's heavyweight. And the Bible goes on to say on this, now scholars, and I just take their word for it, he stands about 9 foot, 6 inches, anywhere from 9 to 10 feet. And the scholars, you know, they all kind of agree. His armor is about 100 to 120 pounds of armor. So the guy is loaded. So if you start looking at this guy, you could easily be intimidated. That's exactly what he wants. And you notice in verse 16, I believe, this giant, you know you have a problem when the thing doesn't want to leave you alone. You ever had a problem? It just seems like it keeps coming back. You wake up, there it is. You go to bed at night, there it is. Look at verse 16. And I'm going to say this. And the problem came forward morning and evening. for 40 days and took his stand. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Problems that just pester you, that sort of loom over you. It's like you just can't shake it. It's like that sticky tape, or you ever had duct tape on you after it's been dried out after a while, and it starts to liquefy, something like that. Anyway, it gets real stretchy. You know, it's like you pull it off from you, and it's still attached, even though you got it stretched out a foot. And that's how it feels when you have a problem. You just can't get rid of it. It just wants to hang on you. And that's exactly what Goliath is doing here. He's coming morning and evening, taunting the children of Israel, day and night, pestering them. Now, here comes a little guy named David. This is going to be a kind of a short sermon, teaching. Now, you have to remember that Israel and Saul are in covenant with God. Covenant people. Saul is an anointed king, but they have a covenant. Here comes David, a little teenager. They say he's probably around 17 years old, and he evaluates the whole situation, and he says two very important things that we're going to talk about. And they're in verse 11 and verse 24. In verse 26 and 36. But anyway, I'm going to back up to verse 11 and 24. And this is what's going on. And in verse 11, it says, "And when Saul and all of Israel heard the words of the problem, or the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid." Verse 24 says, "When all the men of Israel saw the man, they fled from him and were greatly afraid." Now, like I said, covenant people should not be running from any problem that the enemy would try to throw at you. We are covered. Now, along comes David, and this is where I wanted to get to. And David shows up, and I want to focus in on what he's saying in verse 26. In verse 26, chapter 17, in the B part, I'm just going right to the last part of verse 26. He says, "For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should taunt the armies of the living God?" Now, verse 36, he recites the same thing. In verse 36, he says, "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God." Notice what he's focused on. Unlike Saul and the rest of the children of Israel, they are focused on what they are seeing in the natural. David immediately doesn't say anything about how big Goliath is. His attention is first in the spirit, being spiritual. When you confront your Goliath, the very first thing, you have to be spiritual. What does the Word say? Because this problem, you have to recognize it, just like David, your problem has no covering. He's recognized that this Philistine, while they were looking at Goliath, how big he was, David was looking on the spiritual side. He's saying this guy has not been to the doctor. He has not been, he has no covenant with God. David's saying, "Hey, I am covered. And not only am I covered, but I'm walking under the covenant. I'm operating under the covenant. I'm covered." He's not. It's like I heard this before. I got to repeat this. It's good. And actually, Pastor Mark has told this story on himself. On, you lost the contact lens. Was it you lost the contact lens? Well, anyway, this story goes like this. This boy lost his contact lens, and he goes and he's looked for it. Spent 40, 50 minutes looking for it. Finally goes to his mom, and he goes, "Mom, I can't find my contact lens. I lost it." So the mother goes out, and she finds it within 2 minutes. And the boy's amazed. He goes, that's good. That's something, Mom. How'd you do that?" And she goes, "Son, it's like this. You were looking for the contact lens. I was looking for $250. See, it depends on how you look at things. Yeah. David was looking at that. He ain't been to the dock. He ain't been cut. He's open game. Right off the bat, it became a spiritual battle.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what circumstance? What's the big deal about being circumcised? Well, that's a sign of the covenant. That's a sign you have a covering. And David's saying, "I have a covering." He doesn't. So immediately, David makes it a spiritual battle instead of being a physical battle like the children of Israel were doing. Now, here's the thing. I said this before, and I got to repeat myself. I want to keep repeating myself. Doesn't Saul have a covenant? Yes. Doesn't the children of Israel have a covenant? Yes. So what's the problem? Why is it that a boy, a 17-year-old teenager, can come up and immediately evaluate the whole situation and immediately becomes a spiritual battle? He's on his way. Actually, he's already got victory. He just don't have all the plays yet. Immediately. Isn't that interesting? That tells me that you have a covenant. Give me that umbrella. We just happen to have an umbrella. This is Dana's. Thank you, Dana. I have an umbrella. I'm using this as a prop because I want you to get this. Now, I have an umbrella, but yet I'm not covered. I can walk anywhere I want. I got an umbrella. I have a covering when I need it. And that's the problem, spiritually. People are walking around uncovered. Listen, for this to be effective, if it's raining outside, and I have this umbrella, and I go outside, but if I don't have this umbrella unfolded, you would say, "Pastor Chuck has lost it. I kind of figured his elevator never did go up to the top." Now we know he's out there in the rain with an umbrella, but he's not using it. Right. It's silly, isn't it? Here's Saul and the children of Israel. They have a covenant, but they're not using the covenant. In other words, they're not operating. I'm going to open this up. And I want you to see this, because I want this in your mind. Mm-hmm. There we go. Now if I go outside, if it's raining, right? I mean, I'm outside, I can walk, and I'm operating underneath the umbrella. So now the rain is still falling. I didn't stop it from raining. I just stopped it from raining on me. So I'm walking in total protection. This is kind of cool. My voice kind of echoes here. So I have protection. And I've seen so many Christians, they go, they're trying to live a Christian life, but they're not under the covering. They're not operating under the covering. Now here's the point I'm going to try to make. David is operating under the canopy of the covering.
Yeah.
So let me push this button. This is not nice. So in order for him to operate under the cover, there has to be a proper alignment. I can have an umbrella in all kinds of positions. I have to be placed under the umbrella. David, who knew God, who spent time with God, a man after God's own heart, he spent time, even at a young, he couldn't have spent a whole lot of time. He's only 17 years old. So you can't tell me, well, it's going to take years and years. It don't take that long at all to know the Father. Amen. It all depends how hungry you are. David was very hungry and had a passionate heart for the things of God. A man after God's own heart. So he spent time with God. He spent time with Him and operating under the covenant. Well, how you know that? Because he's already killed a lion and a bear. He's operating. He's under the covering. See, the Bible says those who know their God shall be strong and do mighty, great exploits. But David was aligned. He placed himself under. So what else could that mean? Well, when David placed himself under, unlike Saul, see, when you place yourself under God, under His covenant, that is a sign of submission. David, in total submission to God, which puts him under His authority. You get that? David is operating in the covenant under God's authority. Therefore, David now has authority. Because he's walking in the ways of God. He knows. I mean, there's certain things, and we're going to get into that a little bit later, but when you're walking under His, operating under the lock and load here. Amen. This is getting dangerous. We got a first aid kit here? All right. So, David aligns himself. He's walking under the covenant. That means he's under submission to God. He's under authority. He has authority. Now, as he's walking and operating under the authority, he's walking with some authority. He's already killed a lion and a bear. Huh. What has Saul done? So, other than being disobedient all the time. But basically, listen, he's hiding. People who are not operating in their covenant, they don't know what to do. He's thinking about more about himself than anyone else. David got himself aligned. So that's what I'm trying to point, the very first point, David recognized it was a spiritual battle. But before he even got to the scene, he's already walking and operating in the covenant of God. He's aligned. It's just like your garage door. You don't have to, when your garage door doesn't open, you don't have to call Vectren. You don't have to pull your hair out. You don't have to get all worked up in anxiety. You know, just take those canisters and line them up. Get the sensors lined up. The power's there. It's there all the time. But something's not lined up. Saul and the children of Israel, they're not lined up. They're not operating. The power's there. God's not withholding. God's saying, well, you know, I'm going to withhold. No, He's not withholding anything. No, they're not lined up. There's no flow. It's not a question of God must be having a bad day. There's no power flowing. Power's there, but there's not no lining up. They didn't place themselves under the covenant. So many people, Christian people, are walking around with a covenant, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're actually walking and operating in the covenant. So you got to ask yourself the question, first of all, am I under the covenant, as in operating in the covenant? Do I really know God? Do I really spend time in His presence to get to know Him? It's not about making a couple confessions and saying, well, the problem's still there. It takes more than just a confession. It takes knowing your God. David knew God. He spent time with Him. So when he came on the scene, he immediately evaluated My God's got me covered. I'm circumcised. I have covenant. This guy has not. This problem, and whatever problem you're looking at, and whatever problem is looming over you, it is uncircumcised. It has no covering. Amen. But you have to make sure you're walking under the covenant, walking and operating under it, and lined up. In other words, position yourself right under the covering. Now, the flow, God's power can flow. It's about alignment and positioning ourselves. Because there's a lot of times, you know, we're thinking, well, God is, am I, you know, I made my confessions. Well, you get to make sure, you know. And I used to be real bad about this. You know, I thought, you know, I made my confession and I have to make sure am I lined up properly? If I'm not walking in love, guess what? I'm not lined up properly. Guess what? Faith's not working for me. Guess what? I can make all kinds of confessions, but if I'm not lined up with my covenant, with my Father, with His Word, I'm being hateful and treating my wife. Now, I always treat my wife right. I know better than cross anything here. But anyway, I wouldn't want to do that. But that hinders the flow, right? So we have to make sure we're walking in love, walking by faith. See, you know, so David's eyes was on covenant. His point of view was spiritual, God's point of view. You know, the Bible says we are not we don't look at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. They were looking at what was seen. You can't deny Goliath. There's some problems. Well, I'm just going to deny it. No, you better meet it. You better just hide in your head in the sand when Goliath's coming out. You better be on operating in your covenant, on your toes, listening to God, what instructions He gives you. But we'll talk about that here in just a minute, because what He tells you, He may not tell me the same thing. See, a lot of times we get in this thing, well, so-and-so did that, so I'm going to do that. That's where getting to know Father is going to help you defeat the giant. Your time spending getting to know Him will put you in a position you'll know what to do over here. Now, it may not be like anyone else. What God tells you may be totally different. If you're an A-type personality, you know, let's get it done. I'll just do it myself. That type of personality, He'd probably tell you just be still. Because that's the hardest thing for you to do. Yeah. Amen. I think I'm done with this. But anyway, I may have to get that back out here in a minute. Amen. So I want to go to verse 43, because this, a lot of times the enemy, once you go spiritual, in other words, once you understand, you size up the situation spiritually, the enemy will try to change tactics on you, because he sees that you're not being intimidated. And look at this. This is interesting. I saw this. It says verse 43, and the problem said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the problem cursed David by his gods. Now that's the first time Goliath that I see in Scripture that he's using his gods. Other words, what are you saying, Pastor Chuck? I'm saying that now Goliath is going spiritual. David is not being intimidated so far. He's not backing down. He's actually coming out onto the field. And Goliath is seeing this. So Goliath is changing tactics. Now he's saying, my gods. You see the tactic? The enemy will try to use anything he can to get you off your line of sight, spiritual sight. But David sticks right to it. And his response, David's response, is with his words. And I see. And David said to the problem, you come with me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands. I will strike you down and remove your head. See that? Now he's not only it didn't faze him, the change of tactics, but now David is using his authority, which he got because he's under authority. He's using his authority. He's speaking to the giant. Then later on, it says that he also runs to the giant. Now, there's two things I want to point out right there. He's talking. That's authority. He's releasing faith. Number two, he runs to the giant. There's a boldness in both cases. Why? Because he knows he has a spiritual authority. This guy is uncovered. It is like bread. So he's running to him. Listen, there's a lot of times, you see that God will not move unless you move. One of the classic ones I always enjoy, I think about this all the time, or not all the time, but in this case, when Moses, they were at the Red Sea and they were stuck and they were crying out to God, and God says, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to move forward. Well, move forward to where? I guess God doesn't see the sea here. Move forward to what? That's how God operates. You know, when Joshua, the Jordan rivers. Well, anyway, God, a lot of times he wants to see a movement. Motion. You ever seen these motion lights? We have a motion light on our garage. When it's working, it works, but... But when you move in a certain location, it comes on. The point is, it won't come on until there's motion or a movement that gets close enough to that sensor. So God a lot of times waits for a movement. Then you know what I mean? I mean, it's all through the Bible. You can't get away from it. It's called obedience. Now, the point is, He's talking and he's running. Listen, all this comes out of a playbook. Now, Pastor, what are you talking about? Actually, go with me. I'll explain this to you. Go with me to Psalm 25. Because David knew God, he spent time with him. There's things God will tell you that he won't tell anyone else. Whenever you run up against your giant, when you're operating, spending time with him, operating under the covenant, he'll tell you things that no one else knows. He'll give you a personal playbook, what to do when you face your giant. Let's read this. Psalm 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. He will make them know his covenant, or make known his covenant. You notice that? The secret. He gives you secrets. Let me read. I got, let's see here. Out of the Passion Bible is really good. The Passion Bible says, there is a private place reserved for the lovers of God. See, you got to remember, David wrote this. Inspiration of the whole. He wrote this. And he said, there is a private place reserved for the lovers of God, where they sit near Him, and get this, and receive the revelation secrets of His promises, of His covenant. In other words, God, this is the playbook. We'll call this the rule book. Just like Pastor Mark talks about prayer, and there's certain rules for, it depends on what prayer you're talking about, there's certain rules for each prayer. We'll just call this the manual or the prayer or the word manual. It's kind of like a football manual. Well, in football, all the teams have the same manual or the same rule book, right? Got to have the same rules. All the football teams have the same rule book. But each team has a playbook, a personal playbook. Peyton Manning had his own personal playbook for offensive plays. They would practice those plays, right? Okay, this is God's divine rule book. We all have the same rule book. But from the rule book, the Holy Spirit will give you personal plays from the divine book or the Logos book. He'll give you a rhema word, but He'll give you a personal play to run against your Goliath. Because listen, what if David would have been a chef? Well, that can't be. I'm just saying, because I'm just saying, what if it's you and you're facing a Goliath? Well, I'm just going to do what David. Well, listen, why don't you let the Holy Spirit give you the personal playbook so that you could run the play? He'll give you the play, but you will have to run the play. David had to talk and he had to run to the giant. Holy Spirit will give you exactly what you need to defeat your giant. Because listen, He only gives His secrets to those who are close to Him. He only gives those. So that's the reason why, listen to me, that's the reason why Saul and the children of Israel, they couldn't do nothing. They didn't have the play. They were on the sidelines going blah, 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 blah. And David is just like, he's having a fun time. He's got the playbook. He's running the plays. What if he had been a chef? Did I say that? Okay, let's take that. What if he had been a chef, or you're a chef? Well, what does a chef use? He uses knives. Right? He just put a guy's knives out. Did a little kung fu on him or something. I don't know. He had a guy's knives out and sliced him up, cooked his goose. It doesn't matter. Because you get your own personal play from the Holy Spirit. Why? Because you have proper alignment. You've been spending time with Him under the covenant, operating under the covenant. See, David's already ran a couple plays. He's already killed the lion. That was a play. It wasn't a kitty cat. Well, he's probably just a little kitty cat or something. Yeah, it's like the Red Sea. You know, they all drowned. It's only ankle deep. Okay. Well, what if he'd been a bricklayer? My dad was a bricklayer and carpenter. A bricklayer. Well, a bricklayer? Well, he would have got a personal playbook. He probably would have brought five bricks. He would have had five bricks on him. 5 smooth bricks. Goliath, have you ever seen a smooth brick before?
No, I haven't.
Let me show you. Come here. Come here. Look at this. Come here. Come here. Bend down. More. More. Down here. Bam! Whatever you see. It doesn't matter to God. Well, that's right. You know, you may not be a David. You may not be this. Don't compare yourself to other people. Just get the playbook. Follow the play that the Holy Spirit gives you. You don't have to compare yourself to anybody. I thank God for these stories. But he just got a playbook. Because he's had the real book and he spent time in the book. So that's what we have to do. Spend time. Get ourselves in line, in a position. Well, Pastor, is it that easy? Well, it really depends on how hungry you are. It comes down to hunger. Because what set David apart from everyone else was a hunger for the things of God. Spent time with him in his presence to the point that, man, he got to know God in a very short time. And he's able to do all these great exploits just because he knew God. God's just looking for someone who's hungry. He give him his playbook. So he runs some plays. Amen. I got this written down, and we'll close with this. Oh, and David did. I'm going to go back to it, but David did prevail. Okay, all right. I don't want to leave you hanging. I don't know if David, did David win? Yes, he did. Okay.
Thank you.
Woo, man, I about messed up there. Okay, I got this written down. When you face a problem, victory always begins with a spiritual perspective from God's point of view. When we are rightly aligned with God, operating under the covenant, with the authority, and with the Holy Spirit, personal handbook, you can know what to do. Amen. And I got here, and the power will flow. It's waiting to flow. You know, it's not like, I know. It's not like there's 22 steps. It's just really getting to know God, basically, and start operating on what you know. I mean, think about David, a 17-year-old, whipped up on a lion and a bear, whipped up on Goliath. He's only 17 years old. So you can't tell me it takes years and years of experience. It just takes someone who will take God at his word and start operating on it, operate in his word, act like it's true, spend time in his presence. Lord's good. There, listen, let me say this. This is, I am closing. Let me say this. The problems you face should not be taunting you day after day after day. Jesus said, we're going to have issues, we're going to have problems. But there comes a point in time when that, I don't, if it's finances or a medical issue, listen, it has no right to lord over you. It has no right to be a master over you. It has no right. That's what David said, you have no right to taunt the armies of the living God. You have no right to lord over us. And David makes a stand. You're not going to master over the armies of God. Yeah. That's what anxiety would do anyway. It wants to be lord. It wants to master. Anxiety means to be torn in half. And Jesus said you can't serve both. Anyway, that's another message. But amen. Amen. Lord's good. So what are you going to do when you see your when glass shows up? You got to get spiritual. Amen. Think spiritual. You not only have a covenant, but saints, you're walking under the covenant. You're covered. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.